The Truck and Driver podcast is sponsored by Fortune Tires, who manufacture high-quality, durable tires designed for operators who are looking for exceptional value across every application. Fortune Tires is proud to partner with International Tires, the exclusive distributor of their truck tires in the UK. For more info, visit internationaltires.com/fortune or call 0121 552 6888. Drive forward with Fortune Tires.
Hello and welcome to the Truck and Driver podcast. It's Matt Ireland here, and today I'm sat down at Santa Pod with Neil, Caroline and Jess. We're going to have a little chat about the raceway and an upcoming show. Afternoon all, how are we?
Hello.
Afternoon, Matt.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, good, good. Just before we start, a quick apology for the lack of podcasts over the last couple of weeks. Had a few technical issues and been pretty busy. Same with Dougie. So hopefully we'll be back on track from now, with any luck. So first off, Neil, Santa Pod. Can we have a bit of history about the place?
Yeah. So when it was opened, they were looking for a name. Obviously, we're right next to a village called Poddington.
Yeah.
And the airbase, the first American airman that came over from California, from Santa Ana.
Right.
So they nicknamed it, so the legend has it, as Santa Pod.
Right, okay.
That name disappeared.
Yeah.
And then resurrected again when we first opened.
Right.
So it was an American World War II airbase. It was RAF airbase after the war.
Yeah.
Used for storage and, you know, the 92nd flew from here. Absolutely famous sorties they ran.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very historical place. We had some excellent kind of the bravery from some of the American airmen from here when they flew over Germany, bombing Germany.
Yeah.
Some legendary stories as well coming back from that time. And we're really proud of that heritage. We've got a memorial on site. We kind of collect memorabilia as well. We've got a link with a 92nd bomber, the families of the airmen.
Yeah.
So we've got links and we host.
Yeah, they're still with us, aren't they? To this day, the story's still with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have visitors frequently, don't we, to the site, relatives of, Neil said, the stones, memorial stone is down at the bottom of the road. Yeah. So they're not forgotten.
We're really proud of, is that kind of history, that link.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1966, it was there were a group of drag racing fans. It was big in the States, and it was kind of picking up over here with a few at Blackbush and North Wheel. There was a few early events, and a club were looking for someone to race permanently, and they approached the farmer here, and a deal was done, and Santa Pod opened in 1966.
Crikey!
So Adoles have been open ever since, and we've hosted championship drag racing for a very long time.
Were the original buyers as such, were they British or American?
English guys. And they were, you say, they were looking around. They found somewhere, I think it was the tail end of 65.
Yeah.
And the start of the next year, they came up and they found the farmer actually digging up the runway for hardcore for the M1 when they were building the M1.
Right, okay.
Sections of the M1.
Will you shout stop?
So they did. They literally shouted stop. We had an agreement. We were going to. He said, "Oh, I didn't think you were serious." And the farmer stopped, and that's why the drag strip is as long as it is.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just long enough.
So somewhere underneath the M1 are little bits of the original runway.
Yeah, yeah.
There are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Flipping neck.
So I think that happened a lot. A lot of these air quickly built air bases in the Second World War were torn up and used for all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not many left.
No, there's an awful lot been lost. I mean, where I live in Suffolk, there's still quite a few old ones with quite historical ties and whatnot. But the amount have disappeared over the years, but it's just inevitable, sadly, with the march of progress. So it's quite nice that this one's stayed open as well.
Yes, repurposed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm sure if it hadn't been, it would have gone.
Oh, there'd probably be a whole lot of houses on there by now, I expect.
Yeah.
So.
We were visited by the ABCT, which is the Airfields of Britain Conservation Trust a few years back. They had a year where they kind of toured around a number of sites and venues of airfields. So we also have another memorial stone down by the start line in recognition of all the personnel and the people that were involved in it during the war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. Quite nice.
Yeah.
So it's all remembered well.
Yeah. Yeah, which is good.
And we'll be revisiting that quite a bit, I guess, our history and our timeline, because, of course, 2026 will be our 60th anniversary.
Yeah. Yes. 60 years of racing. That's just incredible. I mean, my first visit was to here was back in the 90s. Would have been sort of late 90s-ish. I can't remember exactly when. So I've got an awful lot of good memories from here. It's just, time just flies, doesn't it? It goes so quickly.
Yeah.
So, because I'm a Volkswagen man at heart. So, Bug Jam, Big Bang, I think VW Action. Yeah, it used to be Peter when it come to here, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Retro Show and various other things. So, yeah, had some good...
You'll be in our museum as well then.
Yeah.
That's one of the good things about this. There's something for everybody.
Yeah.
Our calendar's got, it's got every interest covered.
Yeah.
As well as the racing.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes difficult to say. People say, what's, a typical Santa Pod fan? Well, there isn't really a stereotypical Santa Pod fan. Not now, with such a diverse calendar, with however many weekends it is now. It keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
And of course, we have multiple events on individual weekends.
Yeah.
People say, how can you fit over 70 events when there's only 52 weekends of the year? Well, of course, we double up on some of them as well, which is quite nice, just making use of the venues.
So
one omission that's been in our calendar, or not in our calendar, is a nice truck show.
Yeah.
So hopefully...
Because there's been truck things here before as such, hasn't
we've had
there?
Scattered about.
We've had some very interesting stuff up before. So one of the... it was a wheelie truck. It was a Leyland road train.
Steve Murty's, if I remember rightly. Yeah,
that was an incredible machine.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah, 80s, early 90s. To see that, something that big, wheelie, and hold a wheelie.
Yeah.
Incredible. Then he went on to his jet truck, and it was a Ford Cargo.
I've got a feeling that is still about somewhere.
I think you might be right. I don't think it's run for a long time.
No.
It's an amazing thing.
The truck was here maybe, 7 or 8 years ago?
I don't think I've seen it in my time. I've not seen it.
I know I have, but it was always a bit of a wow factor.
Yeah, that'd be interesting if the wheelie truck's still about.
The jet truck, I think it's a Pratt & Whitney jet engine on the back of a Ford Cargo.
Yeah.
Spewing up gobs of flame and the noise is incredible, and the parachutes when it's an incredible thing.
Because I mean, the jet cars themselves that I've seen here, they are damn loud, and you can feel the ground shaking.
You can.
I've got a feeling I did see the jet truck back in the 80s at a truck fest, I think, but I'm not too certain. But I certainly don't remember the feeling like you get in them jet cars, and it always amazes me that the announcer will be put over the town, or don't stand in the back barn when the jet cars, and there's always people in there.
The stampede to get where you should get to where you shouldn't be.
Just think,
they took that away from us, unfortunately, the right to stand there, didn't they?
So
it's all becoming a little bit hairy, I think.
Well, I think I wouldn't want to be there personally.
I can't believe we've got away with it.
No, exactly.
We used to see people with that, they used to put their motorcycle crash helmets on and just stand there against the pebble dashing of all the dust and grit that used to just get blown out by the jets. People just love it.
Absolutely crazy. Mm. But no, that'd be interesting if the Ford Cargo could come back and do a run. That'd be good. And the wheelie truck as well. And there was also, I don't know if it ever appeared here, but there's a French stuntman. Was it Patrick Bournet or something like that? And he had a truck that rolled over.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I can't remember for the life of me what it was.
And there's a German jet truck as well.
Is there?
Yeah, I think that might be based on Man.
Right.
But yeah, so there's a few around.
Yeah.
But most of them are on the continent. And I think Steve's retired now, I think, from driving that.
I would have thought
He's got some boys that are handy.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd be in the jet truck though.
But no.
Yeah.
You'll have to see if they reappear, that would be good fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course then we've got sort of the Murtys. We've got Michael Murty with Big Pete, the Peterbilt monster truck.
Yeah.
Which was one of the first in the country.
Yeah.
It's a legendary truck, massive, really heavy.
Yes.
Not very fast, but very
does
a lot
really.
Of damage.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Do you have many monster trucks outside of that, as in your run of the mill in air quotes?
We've seen a bit of a resurgence recently.
Yeah,
monster trucking. They've always been very popular. So we have an event called the Monster Truck Nationals before the August bank holiday.
Yeah,
it's the Sunday before that. And I think the guy who runs Game Over, name is escaping me at the moment. It will come back to me in a minute. So he is a big podcaster, YouTuber,
yeah.
and does RC models and monster trucks. And he's all his well-gotten gains from the internet have he spent on monster trucks.
Good so man. He's
got,
good man.
Yeah, so he's got probably one of the best monster trucks outside the States, or the modern best kit on it.
Yeah.
And there's a few really good ones knocking around. So Monster Truck Nationals, we can have up to 8, you know, really good monster trucks and put on a fantastic show.
Yeah.
It's very busy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And of course, fortunate for us to own our own one.
Yes.
Yeah. As well.
Yeah, absolutely.
The famous Podzilla.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, cool. Not seen that in a long time.
Yeah. Still going strong.
Excellent. Is, that's yeah. good to hear.
And the nice thing about them, they're popular with the kids and the big kids.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, again, I went to a show, well, I lived in Weymouth growing up, and they came down there when I was about 6 or 7, something like that, and remember seeing them there, that was amazing. And then probably about 15 years ago or so, I ended up in Antwerp for the weekend on my job, and in the arena they actually had the monster trucks that I went in and watched them, and Gravedigger was the one that I always
yes,
loved.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was their race, and I just thought, oh, this is amazing. It just took me right back to my childhood. It's just fantastic. So
and it's still huge in America as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The whole
yeah.
monster jam massive. Thing.
They sell stadiums out.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Well, that's on my bucket list.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. Absolutely. So what's the plan with the truck show then? Is it it's going to be a static show?
We're going to have truck demos.
Yep.
We've got a few sort of influencers involved within the trucking scene that would like to come and run their trucks.
Yep.
It's obviously alongside a race event anyway, so we've got a lot of race classes.
Yep.
Yeah. We're hoping to have some sort of track element mm-hmm. on the track somewhere. Which
now that
nice.
We're allowed to, of course, have a concrete allowed. Track where
yes.
we can support the big stuff.
The weight, mm-hmm. yeah, absolutely.
We used to be a bit shy
yeah.
in trucks, and when it was an asphalt track,
yeah.
as it ages, you know, and it's not built highway standard, so, you know, we were a bit precious and we didn't want it damaged.
Yeah, we don't want ruts
no.
down there for anything
well,
to do
they would have made some serious...
I think, you know, the state of the track when we finally decided to replace it with concrete would have...
not held
we up. Could have caused some damage with it.
Yeah.
But now we replace with concrete, we are, you know, we're not limited now.
Yeah.
So it'll be, you know, it's a fascinating thing. If you think the standard road trucks, production line trucks.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who would win in a drag race.
No.
I don't think we've ever had, you know, a proper truck shootout with all the makes involved.
Yeah.
To find out where the bragging rights go.
For yeah.
trucks. And you mentioned earlier that I think Scania.
I'd say Volvo or Scania. I would have thought
yeah.
with the power outputs. So whether any manufacturers listen to this and can have an unlimited truck, that would be interesting to see. That's for certain.
It would be
a spectacle, yeah. wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah. There must be a way of getting around a speed limit. I don't know anything about that. So yeah, it would be. Yeah, it would be intriguing.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's you know, there's lots of marks out there.
Yes.
And it would be really, really cool to
yeah.
see a head-to-head between all the different makes.
And nowadays as well, because trucks have just all gone automatic, there's no lag from manual changing.
No.
Whereas before, when you used to be able to get around a limiter, so I've heard, a lot easier, with a manual box, it would have...
What kind of speeds would the FIA truck racing have... get to
well, they're limited
they are
again,
still
they are
right.
they're limited to I think 100 so
it's still pretty rapid
isn't it
it's still
yeah
pretty rapid but that would be a spectacle
yeah.
All the you know the circuit racing trucks coming out and doing a drag race.
We had a couple here a few years ago
yeah.
there's a famous picture of two of them launching from the start line but as a gentle kind of exhibition not a
the difference from them is though they have to go from a rolling start which is the difficulty so a few of them will be on board as long as they can make that work as such
okay fair enough so it's going to be a show and shine
there is going to be a big show and shine yes we've got trophies and things for the winners doing like best fleet best in show things like that
yeah
go down well
mm-hmm. Is it? And it's for the whole weekend, isn't it? 7th and the 8th of June.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
We booked the sun. So
we have.
It's going to be warm
jolly
and sunny.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
That's all in order.
Yeah. So you say it's running alongside a show.
Sportsman Nationals at the same time. So that's like a round
of the national championships.
Yeah. A national championship drag race. So you know,
yeah.
For those who've never been before, it's a great thing to see.
So
there'll be what I should think 13, 14 different classes across the weekend. So there'll be loads of variety to see there. And if you've not seen it before, you know, everything's a spectacle when it's going fast on the drag strip.
So that'll bikes. Be right from bikes. Street cars, funny cars, just going up dragsters, to top fuelers.
Not the national championships, it's more of a European championship.
Okay.
The top fuelers come pretty much twice a year for their FIA events.
Yeah.
But the national championship is it's really well attended. So we're looking to 70 teams on site.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come and race bikes and cars.
Yeah.
In every shape and size.
Yeah. 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 So it's going to be a pretty busy incredible. Weekend, isn't it?
And it's as interesting to walk around the race paddock.
Yes.
And see these vehicles as it is to see them race actually on the track.
Absolutely.
And of course here, you know, there's no swipe cards to get into the race paddock.
No.
Free access.
That's it.
You can get up close and personal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guys are all very accessible, very friendly.
Well,
they love a good chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yeah, it's a very friendly atmosphere and you can learn a lot, you can see a lot and you can get up really close.
Which is great. It is. And the jet car will be running?
And of course a jet car, yes. Can't have a Santa Pod event without a jet car.
No, absolutely not.
But yeah, they're brilliant. And I imagine quite a few of the spectators haven't come to our events before. It's a sort of a different crowd, so it'll be nice for them to see something different.
Yeah.
Give them a bit of a shock factor.
Yeah, and it's a difficult one to explain to people about drag racing because it, you know, it's exciting to watch on the TV, but it's much better to be experienced in the flesh.
You don't get the atmosphere, the sound, the smells, the noise.
They call it an assault on the senses.
Oh, it is. Oh, without a doubt. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's
and the watery eyes.
Yeah.
But that's all part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because you can see every single race from start to finish. You know, that's the advantage of a nice straight line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not waiting for it to come around the next corner.
Yeah.
Or missing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sitting there for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. And you have to slow down for corners, which
is
a shame.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kind of ruins it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's almost a shame we can't get some of the trucks on the track, but it's going to be far too busy, so...
I'm trying.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're trying to do some sort of a bit of a spectacle. I've been sweet-talking the track manager to try and give me a bit of time, so should be able to do something.
That'd be quite good. Yeah. Because, I mean, even if a couple of the older vehicles turned up that weren't still operating and could be could be de-restricted quite easily, that could be
and we have one company coming along that wants to do the first electric drag truck race as well, which will be interesting to see how that gets on.
That will
A bit different,
which
will be good.
Shame about that is it'll be too quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
When the wheels stand around, it just makes some noises.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one thing I've never actually thought of. Are there electric dragsters out there at the moment, or is it still...
There are a few.
Yeah.
But it's as far as enough to establish a class. I think that will come.
That'll
be there eventually.
Yeah.
But within, scattered throughout all the different classes, the odd electric vehicle.
Yeah.
Lots of our stuff is index or bracket racing, so they're trying to hit a number.
Yeah.
Without going underneath it.
Right.
So that's...
Consistency
with electric is much easier.
Yeah.
So, there's a few. And the best thing about them is you can hear what goes on with the grip and the tyres.
Yes. Mm.
It's because you've got no engine. To hear a set of tyres struggling with grip on that track, you can hear every kind of pop and... You know, struggle and the screeching. It's amazing to listen to.
Yeah,
you don't realise because it's masked by the engine noise from the other cars.
Absolutely. I wonder how on earth you tune. It's just software, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tune an electric vehicle.
Yeah. And the only limit, is, I suppose, is the power that you've got available and the traction on the track.
So yeah.
It's, there are some battery power. I think. Being able to dump an immense amount of power
in a short
very quickly,
space of time, which is what drag racing is all about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's very it suits itself very well.
Yeah,
what we're doing. There's a few boffins in the sport that have are really tackling it.
Yeah,
but as I say, it's not really established as a class yet. It will be.
There's no official class in the States. I don't think yet either. There's a few more vehicles.
I think what they've done is scatter them through the established classes.
And we've seen some electric juniors
as well.
Quite interesting.
I guess as the technology develops and the price comes down, it becomes a bit more accessible. Mm. That's when it will kind of expand. Yeah. So it's kind of, I know it's what puts a lot of hauliers off of electric trucks, not forgetting about the infrastructure and whatnot, just the sheer cost of them.
Mm.
They're just three times the amount of a standard diesel truck, and it's just you can't justify it. So
no.
Once you can, again with drag racing, that will then probably yeah. become more common.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a big white elephant, it'll disappear anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. But Teslas are quite popular, you know, on that rung. So one of the type of events we do is you can just turn up.
Yeah.
You pay your sign and on fee and you get to run your own car
yeah.
on the track, off track.
Yeah.
Up the track as many times as you like. And Teslas are quite popular
yeah.
over there. They're super quick.
Yes.
They really are frighteningly quick. You think, my God, you drive home in there.
Yeah.
You drive home in there. But yeah, incredible.
They drive home once they've charged up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, they are, when you see electric vehicles on the road, they're just off, aren't they? Just so, I guess because I've never actually driven, I have driven one very briefly because there's no gearbox. It's just put your foot down and go. And my good friend Ben, who I spoke to recently on the podcast, as he said, given the choice between a diesel truck and an electric truck, he would go for the electric one. Just the speed of what you get up to sort of 56 is just incredible compared to the diesel one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see as well, because as well if hydrogen is evolving as well, whether that would then come in or not, I don't know.
I don't understand why it's not taken off more than it has done.
No.
But I think...
I could very be wrong, but I've always thought it's kind of a bit like when VHS and Betamax came out at the same sort of time.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone VHS or electric, and the hydrogen Betamax has kind of been lagging behind. Yeah, and that's the way I'm sort of looking at it from a layman's point of view. But Iveco have just launched, I believe, their first hydrogen fuel cell truck. So be interesting to see how things progress and whether that would also move over into drag racing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So,
well, the nice thing is that I guess we'll always be around with our noisy engines.
Yes.
Even in the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. Yeah,
maybe there'll be, in years to come, the kids will say, you know, let's go and see those cars that make a noise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because diesel's been demonised, but petrol hasn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and generally speaking, you don't have that many diesel dragsters as...
There are a few, but the problem has been because that they create so much smoke.
Yeah,
I mean it's steam train levels of smoke. It's incredible.
Yeah,
yeah. You look at it and you think actually that doesn't look too good.
No, as far as the the public image aesthetics, that we're putting out, we're putting videos out of disappearing the track behind a black cloud.
Yeah,
it's not great. So no. we're kind of working with the races that are in love with running diesel, dirty diesel,
yeah.
Try and clean things up a bit. But it's tough, it's hard. Mm. And, it's one of those things we've got to draw a line under and say, look, it just can't have that amount of smoke.
Yeah.
It's incredible how much diesel they're burning so quickly and putting out.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what other events have we got on throughout the year then for people who've never been to Santa Pod before?
So it's a pretty grueling schedule if you're here all the time. But if you're a visitor, I mean, as Neil mentioned earlier, alluded to, there's so many different types of events. We've talked about some of the championship rounds.
Yeah.
We also touched on the run what you brung the track day. So that's kind of your grassroots come and have a go, and you're the star of the strip then in your own vehicle.
Yeah.
But outside of the formal competition and the championships, there's a huge array of what we call lifestyle events for enthusiasts and for particular marks of vehicle as well. So whether you're owning a Ford, a Vauxhall, a Japanese, a BMW, a Japanese car, there are these mark specific car show events where you say that the stars of the show are the people driving those cars actually on the track. There's an element of competition in featured parts of the event, but a huge car club visitors as well, so you could big car club displays, and it tends to be a bit of a kind of, I suppose, almost like an AGM for some of these guys. They meet up once or twice a year. They're very, very popular. But we're starting at the end of March with the first championship round, and then it's just full on from then on. The first big kind of spectacle, I suppose, is going to be Easter. I mean, Easter.
Is it Thunderball? Used to be called Thunderball.
You're showing your age now.
I am, yeah.
I nearly called it that, actually, as well, so I'm showing mine. No, we changed that to Festival of Power.
Right.
It is a round of the National Championship, but it's, I suppose, the top billing will be our jet car shootout.
Right.
So this is where you see the jet cars really having fun in their playground.
Mm.
Hotly pursued by five funny cars, I think we've got booked now as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the nitro funny cars.
Yeah.
These are the short wheelbase versions of the famous Top Fuel dragsters, of which we got two of those as well, match racing that weekend. So, you know, there's some good fast nitro and jet action at the top of the billing. And then all the different car classes and bike classes, again, probably at that event, I should think, over 20 different classes of cars and bikes. That'll be a full race paddock as well.
Yeah.
And the important bit there, it's because it's Easter weekend, it's very much a family day out or a family weekend out.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen a huge surge in the popularity of people wanting to camp. Yeah. You know, motorhomes everywhere. Well, a lot of them are coming here. Yeah. Why would you go and buy a weekend at a campsite when you can buy a weekend and enjoy
the included.
Yes, yeah. and have an event on your doorstep.
Absolutely.
With all that fun. So, you know, we see a huge increase in popularity for people using this as a destination venue. We use the phrase staycation.
Yes.
It's never been more true.
Yeah.
So Easter will be the first big one. And then, as I say, lifestyle events running through to the big festivals.
Yeah.
In the summer, you mentioned Bug Jam.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Wow. What year is it? No.
38.
38.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's a difficult because we had a couple of COVID years, so we lost track of what we should be calling them now.
Yeah.
So that's been going for a long time. Mm-hmm. And actually one of the single biggest events of the year, actually now the week after that, I don't know why we're doing back-to-back, but we are, Ultimate Streetcar.
Yeah.
So that's your modified and performance. That's a big party for the weekend with all the cars and the excitement that goes with it. That's very popular. So it's a real mixed bag.
Yeah.
Neil mentioned the monster trucks.
Yeah.
That's coming up just before August bank holiday. So the real, you know, a lot of the big exciting stuff, it naturally is in the summer.
Yes.
Because we're pretty much a solar powered business.
Well, that's it. And we're very weather dependent, aren't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, fortunately we acknowledge that and we're very aware of it. So, you know, we have invested and continue to invest in lots of activities and sideshows and fun and things to do. So if there is a bit of, you know, downtime and wet on the track, there's still plenty of stuff to go and see. Mm-hmm. Hence, you know, we talked about our monster truck. So we have a live action arena.
Yeah.
And, you know, two or three times a day, that show will go on where the monster truck will perform. You'll have some stunts, motocross. We've got Maximum Lock from Malta with their synchronised kind of like drifting show.
Yeah.
The famous Terry Grant, who lots of people will know, he'll be here as well.
That name rings a bell. Is he the chap who used to handbrake turn in between cars?
He's still doing it. Yeah. Now he does it. He stands on the roof of the car while he does that.
Well, why not?
Why not? And I say it's important to keep everybody entertained.
Yes. You know,
motorsport is not just for dad. And lots of events, are they motorsport? Well, they kind of are if we want them to be.
Yeah.
But we're quite lucky we can kind of, you know, stand inside or outside of that arena. It's, you know, it's pure theatre.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And of course, it's if it is a wet weekend, we do a rain out as well. Mm. So you get a credit on your ticket.
Yeah, there'll be some money.
It's never wasted.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple of new events or newish that have returned. So in the, I think it's 70s and 80s, we had an event called the Door Slammers.
Yes.
Which was a big prize money at the time. It was £1,000 on the nose for the winner of the event.
Yeah.
Hugely popular. And it kind of died off a bit. And with the advent that there's some street outlaws, the TV programs coming across the States really, really popular. So we decided to relaunch it, and it's doing really, 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 really well.
Yeah.
So that's in May.
Mm-hmm.
That attracts cars from all over Europe that come to that. Big £100,000 prize money up as well for that.
So it's a lot of money.
Big prize money.
And all the normal rules are out the window, aren't they?
Yeah. So it's, no rules as far as, obviously we've got safety rules and so on, but class rules are out the window. It's you turn up with, you know, the fastest street car, street legal car, the fastest kind of street legal on slicks, the fastest outlaw car as well. So fastest front wheel drive, hugely popular. So that's really good. And the weekend after that, we go into our first FIA. They're the ones they're our reason for being, essentially, at Santa Pod. They're our big FIA.
Flagship
all the best, the best teams from all over Europe.
Yeah,
be a part of Santa Pod's door for that weekend, and hopefully as well the spectators do as well.
Yeah. And now with Door Slammers the week before, I mean it's almost like Speed Week, isn't it? You know, people are here and staying over in between.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really good, you know, on that weekend when all those race teams are here from across Europe, there's no better place, I don't think, in motorsport. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful.
Mm. And so truck takeover as well, while we're kind of talking about things, is that the icing on the cake now, bringing it back.
Yeah.
And I think there's been a lot of support as well
from
the industry, which is really encouraging.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, and it's about time we saw something like that back here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I take it they'll there'll be like a fun fair and things like that as well, will there?
There will, lots of things for children. We've got like mini rovers, things like that, all sorts of...
Mini movie trucks.
Yeah. All booked in for the children, so...
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it'll be a broad variety of entertainment for everybody.
Absolutely.
Basically, yeah. That should be really good. Yeah, definitely.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
Guarantee that.
So if we come individually to you, if you were to come to one event, which is your favourite, let's put it like that, which would be your one favourite event of the year? That's going to be a tough question, isn't
it? It's a tough one.
Yeah.
The European finals is the main event, which I mentioned, all the European race teams, is the first European round.
Yeah.
And the European finals is the last European round. And it's 5 days of racing.
Yeah.
And I get to the fifth day and I think, oh, God, it's going today. You think I'd be satisfied after 5 days of it, but it's fantastic. The Door Slammers, I think, has a special kind of, you can't quite put your finger on it, but it's the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The races love it.
Yeah.
The fans love it. It's married with a VW event, so it's kind of two events on one weekend.
Oh, was it? Which one?
So it was the old Big Bang.
Yeah.
Changed its name to VW Breakout.
Yes.
So it's popular with the VW crowd.
Yeah.
There's great action on the track as well. So it's two events.
You've kind of got racing festival and then you've got VW festival.
Yeah.
And a good mixture of the audiences as well. They appreciate and respect each other's passions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it makes a nice marriage there.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's my favourite, the Door Slammers.
Yeah.
It's a really good show.
Yeah. Caroline, what would you...
Well, apart from the very last event of the calendar, which is always my favourite.
Yeah. When it's over. Means you can relax.
Means I can relax. No, I think for me it has to be Bug Jam.
Yeah.
It's one of the ones I loved. I mean, I've been here for a long time, 28, 29 years, I think it is. So I remember some of the early ones.
Yeah.
And I like that because it's that mixture of... it's a bit hedonistic, it's a bit hippie sometimes, a bit boho.
Yeah.
Music is just, you know, amazing. There's such a wide variety of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like a bit of dance as well.
Yeah.
Of a certain age. Still allowed to do it. and I've got a motorhome. So there you go.
There you go.
So for me, that's kind of the,
Is it a Volkswagen motorhome, though?
No, unfortunately not. But I have to say, it's a big old American lady.
Oh, fair enough.
So I'm still keeping, I'm keeping in with the theme
of
the Santa Claus. Yeah, so that for me. And I love to see families having a good time. You know, my kids grew up with it as well. And to see people still being able to enjoy the weekend and actually genuinely everyone going home with a smile on their face.
Yeah.
And it's just a break from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me, Bug Jam's my go-to.
Fair enough. Jess?
Obviously, aside from Truck Takeover, because we can't really count that because it's new this year.
Yeah.
I like Dragstalgia. I think it's something different, a bit nostalgic.
Yeah.
It's nice to see everybody in sort of period dress and that sort of thing as well, which is really nice. Again, music is a big part of it, which is really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Dragstalgia is one I saw on the calendar as well. I was thinking I'd like to go to that, so I need to double check my diary because there's Kelsall Steam Rally, I think, the weekend before.
Okay.
And I need to just check my availability because Dragstalgia does appeal to me just because I'm into the older stuff and whatnot. So, but yeah, many
step back in time.
Yeah. I'm stuck back in time, really. So, but yeah, but Bug Jam, just so many good memories of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hopefully Truck Takeover will hopefully just become an annual thing, I guess. Yeah,
that's the plan. The hope. Yeah, exactly.
So, if people want to exhibit or come and take part, what's the best way to get in contact?
There's a contact form on our webpage.
Yep.
So if you go on the SantaPod website, there's a form on there. Ideas about prices, I can send that over as well. Or just book an individual truck admission ticket.
Yeah.
Starting from £13. It's for the weekend as well, so it's not expensive.
No.
So, yeah.
Not at all. And if you're a manufacturer and would like to try and bring a truck along to test its paces down the quarter mile...
You're more than welcome.
More than welcome.
Yes, get definitely.
Involved.
Come along.
Yes. Yeah.
If we haven't got you already.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Excellent. Yeah, sounds fantastic. Well,
so we're going to be busy, all of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, too right. So if people want to see any more, I presume SantaPod's on the socials like most people are these days.
We are, yes.
Yeah.
SantaPod Raceway across everything.
Yeah.
SantaPod.com.
Yeah. Perfect.
We have the largest social media following of any motorsport venue in the UK.
Really?
Yes, and the very drag strip in the world.
Excellent.
Now, not a lot of people know that.
No. They do know. Hopefully quite a few people know now. So, yeah.
Oh, there's loads of information on there on all of the events. Yeah. So, yeah, we literally are continually updating that several times a day.
Yeah.
With lots of good content. But the website for Santa Pod is a kind of a portal, if you like, goes through to all of the individual sites for all of the different events as well. Plus the YouTube channel, loads of good stuff on there to watch.
Yeah,
very popular.
Very, yeah. Previous live streams from all of the events as well. Highlights videos of all of the events. So if you're not quite sure what something's about, go onto YouTube, click on the highlights, and it'll give you a lovely little taste all around sight of the stuff that's been going on. It'll give you an idea for what's coming up.
Is there any vintage footage on YouTube of like the wheelie truck and things like that from... back in the day.
There's everything.
Oh, I mean, it is
a rabbit hole.
Yes.
You can go down and you can spend hours in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I think we'll just about wrap that up now. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Most enjoyable and very informative. I never knew why it's called Santa Pod for starters, and I've always wondered. So now, I certainly know that now. Anyway,
okay,
good,
lovely. Well,
informed.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, we'll possibly see you in June then, if not before.
Good. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Truck and Driver podcast, sponsored by Fortune Tyres. Fortune Tyres and International Tyres, bringing you innovation and reliability to support your operation. Learn more at internationaltyres.com/fortune or call 0121 552 6888. Drive forward with Fortune Tyres.